A Prayer to Love When the World Wants Us to Hate, written by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. And as he was saying these things in his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, "Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you out of your mind." Acts 26:24. A bookworm's delight is to disappear into Wonderland. Imagination blooms in the pages of books. When my daughter was a baby, I could barely wait to pass on my love for worn-out pages and musty library smells. We read piles of books and imagined great adventures. Always appreciative of the imaginative, both of my daughters loved Alice in Wonderland. Their favorite quote is, "Alice, do you think I've gone round the bend?" Alice's father, "I'm afraid so. You're mad. Bonkers. Off your head. But I'll tell you a secret. All of the best people are." Aside from all of the wonderful quips and puns in Alice in Wonderland, my daughters love that being mad is a good thing. I think they can relate. The hurt that they both witness and experience as the school grades get higher is confusing to them. Unnecessary. They feel a little mad hatterish. I think the Apostle Paul could relate. The voice, paraphrase of Acts 26:24, says, "You've gone crazy, Paul. You've read one book too many and have gone insane." Christianity does not flow with the world's stream. We often forget the apostles underwent extreme scrutiny for believing in Christ. But Paul didn't waver under the pressure. How could he, after all he had seen? Perhaps the power of experiencing Christ personally was enough for him to embrace the notion of madness. It's easy to want to retreat from the madness, to get comfortable in our spot and sit back in the pocket we know best. But we can't. Not when we're chasing after the flow of Christ's blood and our eyes are opened. In our families, communities, churches, and world, there's work to do. Let's pray now that God would help us take our madness and use it for good, to strive to bring the gospel into everything we are and everything we do. Father, I praise you for making us all a little mad. Thank you for diversity and difference, for it's a breeding ground for compassion and love. Forgive us for missing our chance to love on others in your name by allowing this world's fit to consume our agenda. Bless our hearts to love you with abandon in the way you uniquely gifted us to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.